Hi, this is a dictation for Deon Alexander, D-E-O-N-A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R. Deon Alexander, date of birth is 12-15-1989, date of accident 4-27-2022, date of service is 8-2-2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. And he reports that he suffers from pain in the head and 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. And usually, it is located on the front of the head, associated with nausea but not with vomiting. Patient also has severe pain in the right side of the neck and right shoulder, 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. The pain in the upper, mid, and lower spine is also reported. The upper and mid back has pain level 6. Lower back pain is 7. He also has independent pain in the left arm and left hand and left leg, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. He is not able to walk beyond half a block without being out of breath. And his headaches are severe and they are not under control with Furoscix. He was provided a wrist brace on the last visit and that has helping him. He also got back brace and a tense unit. Currently, patient reports the pain levels are varying from 6 to 7 and they are constant, with the ADLs being affected are 6. 30% improvement has been reported. Specifically, patient reports that relationship with the other people is affected 10 in the ADLs. The mood and work and sleep are affected 8. Walking ability and enjoyment of life are affected 7. General activity is affected 6. In the system review, patient reports in neurology, psych, dizziness, vertigo, headaches, and vision disturbance, and fainting. According to him, the fainting happened, he felt like he's going to pass out when he was pulling his hair. He was getting his hair beads to be redone, and he at that time had the feeling of fainting, but I think it was false feeling. And there is associated weakness, loss of balance, confusion, lack of focus, depression, nightmares, loss of memory, and forgetfulness. The patient reports that there is no blackout, no seizures, and no disorientation. There's no anxiety or panic. Pain and numbness patient has lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness. And patient has lower back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, and wrist and hand pain, knee pain, and a difficulty walking. And the GI patient has vomiting but no nausea. Patient has a diarrhea, has no diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stools. No difficulty swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine, or any issue. Respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level, and there are no new changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tramadol. Substance abuse, none is reported. And compliance, history, patient reports full compliance. The physical examination reveals blood pressure is 136/79, pulse is 85, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit of 6/21/2022. Dictation number is 0624-066, along with diagnosis. Plan of care is to continue the neck brace, back brace, wrist brace, as well as the tense unit. Continue the physical therapy at 3 times per week, focusing on neck, mid back, lower back, and shoulder, as well as left hand, wrist, and also in the left knee. Patient is advised about traction, massage, aquatherapy. Patient is advised about gait training and home exercise plan, yoga, meditation, McKenzie back program. Patient remains disabled for work and housework, which has been ordered replacement and transportation. Medications that are prescribed are as follows. The patient is ordered to have a continuation of following medication, which are Celebrex 200 milligram twice a day and Skelaxin 800 milligram twice a day, which is added this month 8/2/2022, and Gabapentin 600 milligram twice a day for headaches and neuropathy pain. Tramadol ER has been discontinued. Tramadol ER 2 tablets 100 milligram ER twice a day and Acifex 20 milligram. In addition, patients provided with Imitrex tablets 20 milligram 1 or 2 for extremely severe headaches. Lidocaine gel 5% 200 gram daily for topical pain relief, Elavil 50 milligram PR and HS for sleep and pain relief. Patient is also provided with Antivert 25 milligram 1 or 2 because he was complaining of severe dizziness once in a while, and a anxiety relief hydroxyzine 25 milligram 1 or 2 every 6 hour PR, and 90 of them are provided. An MRI of the cervical spine and lumbar spine is ordered. An MRI of the brain with neuroquant is also ordered. Patient is referred to ophthalmology for a referral. A consultation also is done. The patient will be visiting us immediately after the MRI is done, like possibly within 2 weeks. He has been advised to call us for any issues, any questions, advice. Phone number for Dr. Sharma is given directly. Thank you.